We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, admirable viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, literacy classes help women in Haiti gain skills and self-esteem. In Eco News, organic horticulture brings many benefits to farmers in El Salvador. In community news, a 9-year-old American girl saves her mother's life twice in a week. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 28, is the Czech Republic's National Day, honoring the founding of the first Czechoslovak state in 1918, which later became the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Many of the historical areas of this Central European country's cities are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Called one of the most beautiful cities in Europe, the capital Prague contains amazing monuments, including the Hradčany Castle, Svatohovita Cathedral, and Charles Bridge. The towns of Telč and Český Krumlov also show outstanding examples of remarkable architecture. In addition, the Czech Republic is home to several protected areas, such as the Krkonoše National Park, which are filled with gorgeous natural scenery. May the lovely residents of the Czech Republic have a festive National Day.
News. Heavy rains claim lives in Italy. At least 9 people lost their lives and several others were still missing as of Thursday, October 27th, after torrential rains caused floods and landslides in towns throughout the worst-hit regions of Tuscany and Liguria on Wednesday. In villages like Brunato, the force of the rushing water tore houses apart and threw cars on top of one another. Hundreds of people were evacuated in the landslide-hit town of Aulla in Tuscany, where one person perished and which has been left covered in knee-deep mud. Meanwhile, monks in the communities of Borghetto Vara and Brunato helped provide shelter and other necessities for some of the storm-stricken people there, as rescue operations in other areas were hindered by the adverse weather. With continued rain forecast, Rome's mayor, Gianni Alemanno, also placed firemen and rescue services on alert.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with the regional governments to find out where their help is needed, requesting that they also go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most desperate, as she added that financial aid for urgent necessities is available.
Our appreciation, Italian officials, kind-hearted monks, and other rescue personnel, for your helpful endeavours, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. With heaven's grace, may we join in greater kindness towards all beings to help alleviate such disasters as these.
Earthquakes and volcanic activity affect Japan, Vanuatu, Chile, Indonesia, and Fiji. In the early hours of Wednesday, October 26, Eastern Honshu, Japan, was shaken by a 5.2 magnitude quake, striking 8 kilometers east of Iwaki. A magnitude 5.2 earthquake then hit 56 kilometers northeast of the island nation Vanuatu's Luganville, and a 5.2 magnitude tremor shook the Latin American region of Aysén in Chile. Also on Wednesday in Indonesia, a 5.3 magnitude tremor rattled West Sumatra province as it hit 171 kilometers southwest of Padang, followed that afternoon by 2 strong volcanic eruptions on northern Sulawesi Island, as Mount Lokon sent hot smoke and ash thousands of feet into the air.
That same day in Chile, steam spewing a kilometre into the air from the southern Hudson volcano prompted the evacuation of some 100 residents living within 40 kilometres of the crater. The National Office of Emergency of the Interior Ministry also put the region on red alert after seismic activity related to the volcano had begun the previous night, triggering an avalanche. On Thursday, a powerful quake registering 6.0 on the Richter scale struck the Fiji Island region. 208 kilometers southeast of Lambasa. Fortunately, no damage or injury was reported as resulting from any of these events. We are thankful for the safety initiatives of the Chilean and other officials. Let us act to lessen such potential dangers by striving for more considerate eco-stabilizing ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely disgusting.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Night about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Without the last utterance,
and the throbbing of my heart.
beseech, O infinite Buddhas, the gods, the angels, deliver a soul straying from the true path, wandering the endless cycle of suffering ahead.
Oh brother, wake up at once, proudly walk upon great seas and rivers. Look straight at the flaming sun and vow sacrifice to save all on the earth.
Oh,
veg go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 453. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The UK's Queen Elizabeth visits Australia. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, were welcomed on October 19th in Canberra, Australia, for an 11-day state visit. Her Majesty was greeted by Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard, Governor-General Quentin Bryce, and admiring citizens who brought flowers and warm salutations as they saw the Queen for their first time in 5 years. On Monday, Her Majesty met with Queensland's State Premier, Anna Bligh, and went for a tour of an area affected by January floods, where some 45,000 people awaited her arrival in Brisbane by boat. Once there, she spoke to survivors and rescue workers, commending their courage and resilience. Wednesday was spent in Melbourne, where tens of thousands came to greet Her Majesty in the city's Federation Square. Concluding her trip on Thursday, she attended the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Perth before being presented with an Australian rules football by player Ben Ward during a visit to Clontarf Aboriginal College. We are very glad for Your Majesty's gracious and cordial trip abroad, wishing you a safe journey home, and that relations between the people of the United Kingdom and Australia may ever flourish in friendship and peace.
Save Our Planet, economic impacts of climate change being seen in the US. In a recent annual meeting, US crop scientists expressed concern that global warming has been shrinking crop yields for the world's largest food exporter through increasingly worse droughts and extreme temperatures, with an unusual rise in daytime and especially nighttime temperatures in regions around the globe. Tomatoes and snap beans, for instance, can no longer be grown in the southern US during the summer. Economist Gerald Nelson with the International Food Policy Research Institute stated, "As temperatures rise, we are going to have trouble maintaining the yields of crops that we already have."
Not only rising temperatures, but also extreme weather events in the United States are troubling regions like the US Midwest, known as the country's breadbasket, and other agricultural areas, as explained by US climate scientist Dr. Donald Webbles from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
This year actually was the worst year on record for natural disasters in the U.S., over $35 billion of damages. Every part of the U.S. has seen an increase in over the last 50 years in the top 1% of storms for that particular area. In the Midwest, that's been over a 30% increase in that top 1% of storms. And so more of the precipitation is coming as larger events. Well, that means more flooding. When they do get rain, it still comes to come as larger events than it used to, but they're not getting as much rain as they were before. And so that's why in Texas this year, we had a really major problem with a very major drought. There are very little in the way of plant life right now because this drought was so devastating.
With U.S. agronomists worried about the economic impact of these changes, as well as the inability to meet food demands, Dr. Webbles emphasized the need to address global warming immediately.
The cost of inaction are far greater than the cost of action. It is much better to do something now than wait because of the extreme expense. We may have as much as a 20% decrease in the gross domestic product worldwide by the end of the century if climate change continues to occur at the rate it is. We're talking about a huge amount of expense from potential impacts in society if we don't do something about this problem.
Our appreciation, Dr. Donald Webbles and U.S. crop experts, for further alerting us to the real threats of global warming on food production. May we act swiftly to cool our planet, as well as adopt climate-friendly agricultural practices to ensure the sustenance and safety of all.
During a June 2011 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed concern about climate change and food insecurity as she pointed to the organic vegan way for effectively addressing them both.
So you see, climate change affects us in many different ways, not just the heat, the drought, the flood, the disease, food shortage, etc., but even the cold. And climate change, through droughts and floods that destroy crops, is of course a major cause of high food price and food insecurity. So just this one change, simple change, small change, changing our diet to an organic vegan diet. This will help all the governments of the world to afford climate change mitigation and preserve biodiversity. It will also help us protect food security and conserve water. What is the use for us to satisfy our taste right now with meat when we know for certain that in the future our children will go hungry, our world will collapse? What is the use of that? However tasty the meat is, we have to consider this option and change it so that the world can continue to survive and thrive in abundance and happiness and health.
Save Our Planet. Researchers from the U.S. Forest Service and Oregon State University in Oregon, USA, report as of October 24, 2011, that sightings of the small American marten in the western U.S. Sierra Nevada mountain range have decreased by 60% since 1980 due to habitat loss.
Save Our Planet. In a first research of its kind, climatologist Dr. Svante Björk of Lund University in Sweden analyzes climate change going back 20,000 years and determines in a study reported on October 24, 2011, that this is the first time the Earth's climate has changed in both the southern and northern hemispheres since the last ice age.
Save Our Planet. According to a report published in the journal Environmental Research Letters on October 25, 2011, significant temperature rise has been recorded in 77% of 111 high-altitude weather stations across southern China between 1961 and 2008, resulting in rapid ice melt and large losses of ice mass, as well as expansion of lakes beneath the country's Himalayan glaciers.
Save Our Planet. Sri Lanka's Daily News reports on October 24, 2011, that thousands of dead fish were discovered floating on the edges of Beira Lake, located in the heart of the capital, Colombo, with the fatalities being possibly due to low oxygen levels in the water from increased algae growth.
How are you, friends? I'm Nimbo, the Nubian Ibex. It's a nutritious plant-based diet for me. Would you like to hear a tip about animal companion safety? The seasons for wild mushrooms are autumn and spring. At these times, it's a good idea to keep your animal friend away from areas where they grow, as some can be highly toxic if ingested. Contact your local poison control center if you suspect your pal has consumed one. Symptoms include uncoordinated movements, vomiting, and weakness. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the globe.
In education news, literacy classes help women in Haiti to gain skills and self-esteem. The British Red Cross has been holding the classes since May 2011 for long-term residents of the La Piste camp who were displaced by the January 2010 earthquake in the country. Besides reading and writing training, the focus is also on providing a forum for the exchange of vital information concerning their daily lives. Miss Carline Caesar, a Red Cross volunteer helping in the classrooms, said, "It's incredible to watch their confidence develop along with their writing skills. The students are amazingly enthusiastic. Kudos, British Red Cross, for your dedicated efforts. May many bright and happy days be awaiting the warm-hearted people of Haiti."
In Eco News, organic horticulture brings many benefits to farmers in El Salvador. According to InterPress Service, the popular movement of organic agriculture, consisting of 17 local and national organizations, is dedicated to increasing the use of sustainable organic growing techniques and indigenous seed collection amongst farmers in the lowland Bajo Limpa region. One of the groups, Municipal Association of Women from Tecoluca, is also working to support women's central role in decision making. The farmers are finding that there are both health and economic benefits to using organic techniques. Bravo, Popular Movement of Organic Agriculture and Municipal Association of Women from Tecoluca. May you continue to help many individuals and communities transition to earth-friendly practices for a flourishing and long-lasting planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a young girl's decisive actions save her mother's life. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more favorable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illuminating news for a radiant world. In community news, 9-year-old Sadie Sipes of Linden, Tennessee, USA, saves her mother's life twice in a week. The fourth grader woke at about 4 one morning to the alarm of a smoke detector. Seeing that her mother, Miss Stephanie Sipes, was still in a deep sleep, Sadie managed to wake her. They were able to escape the house, though the back section was engulfed in flames. 3 days later, Miss Sipes lost consciousness in their motel's parking lot due to an allergic reaction. Sadie immediately ran back to their room and dialed the emergency phone number. Miss Sipes was rushed to the hospital just in time. She said, "I just thank God it turned out the way it did." Our warm applause, heroic Sadie Sipes, for your quick thinking and life-saving actions. May you and your cherished mother have many more years of loving companionship with heaven's protection.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Hakka, a language spoken in southern China entitled Job Experience.
有一位后生人，这条路给礼拜后，本人很多年的资源铺主管的办公室，人事主管问伊，你系咪个意思啊？你申请两份工作的时间，然后你就讲，你有3年的经验，唔过你喺我呢度发现，你系唔知分的工作呢？冇错啊，后生人笑笑回答，真人讲过面当下，你就是要想象力丰富的人啊。
And now for a heartline from Dr. Onvoir Ombar, who kindly introduced us to the plant-based and natural way of life in the veg village of Amarin in Galilee, Israel, on our noble lineage. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you very much. You made a very nice program. We saw the two parts. I hope you will show it all over the world so people can learn about our vegan lifestyle and be more healthy and peaceful. Keep up the good work. Dr. Anvar Onbar.
Esteemed Dr. Anvar Onbar, it was a privilege to present the veg community of Amarin to our global viewers. We wish your harmonious village will continue to thrive, demonstrating the many benefits of the plant-based diet to body, mind, and spirit. May God's abundant blessings be with you and all the nature-loving people of Israel.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be ever more graced by divine light.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Air Arabia, a low-cost airline based in the United Arab Emirates that serves the Middle East and North Africa, announces the launch of the first ever service to Moscow, Russia, with plans for scheduled flights also to Yekaterinburg, Russia's fourth largest city.
Olaco Vietnam contributes $100,000 in relief aid to assist flood-affected people in Cambodia, while the Vietnam Bank for Investment and Development donates 100 tons of rice as well as salt and other much-needed supplies such as clothing, textbooks, and pens for students.
Sweden announces a $300 million donation to the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, saying that this contribution also represents an 11% increase compared to last year.
Speaking as a guest on the popular US-based television health program, Dr. Oz, vegan author and dietitian Juliana Hever, who was also a consultant for the film Forks Over Knives, discusses the benefits of a plant-based diet and demonstrates recipes from her book.
Romania's former king, Michael I, on the occasion of his 90th birthday, addresses the nation's parliament for the first time since 1947 and calls on politicians to work together in strengthening principles of democracy toward a prosperous, dignified, and exemplary nation.
Burmese Nobel Peace Prize laureate and democratic leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi is awarded the Vandenberg Medal by the US-based University of Michigan in honor of her tireless humanitarian efforts on behalf of fellow citizens.
In India's Gujarat state, the Animal Preservation Act 2011, which completely bans cow slaughter or transportation and prohibits the selling of beef or beef byproducts, is enacted into law.
The Enough Project, co-founded by US activist John Prendergast and all-star professional basketball player Tracy McGrady, connects US students online with their counterparts in Darfur, Sudan, to better assist the African youths while enriching lives in both cultures.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.